Well, hey folks, Jason Wright here with Vitruvian Book Review number 21. This was a fantastic read, and let me tell you something. I got a little surprise for you. So, the author of this book is Dr. John Delony. Now, if you are in any way a fan of Dave Ramsey, you've probably heard of Dr. John. He has his own show, and he's a part of Ramsey's network, and he is coming on the Jason Wright podcast. So I am so excited. I will actually be having a conversation with Dr. John next week. And then the following week, I will most likely air that conversation. And I am so excited to have him on, to pick his brain and have a great conversation. And more than anything, to learn more about dealing with anxiety. These are incredibly anxious times we find ourselves in. So I think this book was so timely. I know I have in the past dealt with a lot of anxiety on a whole array of different topics. And right now with, the global pandemic, a weird economy, political strife, the likes of which that we've never seen in my lifetime. And I'm 46. So, I've had quite a bit of life. And so this was a great read. And here's something too, that was really, I thought it was great for me. So my wife and I, we own a retail store in Tyler, and one of our employees came to me the other day, and she knows that I do peak performance coaching and consulting and that sort of thing, and I'm just constantly reading about neuroscience and whatever else, health, nutrition, and fitness. And she said, "Hey," she said, "I wanted to see if maybe you could help me," and she said, "I deal with a lot of anxiety," and I'll be honest with you, I did not have a good answer for her. I really didn't. And now I'm going to get her a copy of Redefining Anxiety that Dr. John goes into this topic at. It's crazy. He goes into it at great length in a very, very short book. I mean, this whole book, I read it in one sitting, and it's maybe 59... It's less than 70 pages, I believe. Yeah, 62 pages. But he packs a lot of things in here. And one of the things that's really cool, so I had never used this term before, but he brought it out in this book. I denoted this as a power statement. One of the things he writes, and let me tell you what he writes in the book that I thought was phenomenal. Now, understand, this is not a book about anti-medicine, okay, to deal with anxiety. He goes into the idea of being prescribed medicines, which is a really quick fix. As most of you know, a lot of people, a lot of doctors, they want to just prescribe you some Xanax or some Prozac or something really, just a quick fix. And one of the things that Dr. John talks about that I thought was very, very good advice was, look, because he talks about his own journey with extreme anxiety. He writes that it's not bad necessarily to take medication, but have a plan to get off of it. It's not like, and I think that's where a lot of people mess up. It's like, okay, you're going to substitute your neurochemistry in some form of fashion by taking this medication. I always looked at it whenever I was younger, and a lot of my friends, I was around a lot of guys that did steroids. They would take steroids in the gym. And I always thought when it came to steroids, the problem with that is if you are giving your body something anabolically, that your body is going to just go, well, must not need to produce that anymore. We'll shut down because it's coming from a different source. It's the same thing with these neurochemicals. I think that your brain will stop producing these things at the level that it's wired to do if properly managed, because you're turning the knob up. You're on whatever the hormone secretion is that you need to create those serotonin levels or whatever it is to calm you. And so one of the things that Dr. John writes in the book is, if you're going to take meds, have a plan for your post-medication state, which I thought was good. But here's the power statement that related to taking medicine to deal with anxiety that I thought was really awesome. He writes, in almost every situation, medication is not a long-term solution to anxiety. You are. Boom. That's awesome. I'm going to read that one more time because, I wrote power statement. I've never written that in the margin of any book that I'm reading before, power statement. But that, it just hit me. In almost every situation, medication is not a long-term solution to anxiety. You ultimately are the solution. And I just found that to be so powerful because so often we think that it's going to come from a pill. It's going to come from someone else changing their behavior. That's what's going to make me happy. If I could just buy this thing, if I can get this thing and take this pill, if I can drink just one more drink, you know, if I can eat, you know, whatever I eat. No, ultimately, the fix lies within you. I thought that was great. Next, what did I highlight here? Just because someone gives the dragon a name doesn't mean the dragon gets to move in and live with you. So this was a great concept as well that he talks about. It's one thing to identify trauma in your life. It's one thing to understand where the anxiety comes from. In fact, that's healthy. That way you can deal with what that dragon is. But it need not define your behavior and your actions in perpetuity. Just because you are able to name that dragon doesn't mean that the dragon gets to move in with you. Very powerful. I thought that was a great message for the reader. Let's see what else I found in here. The move click where he can pause things. Let's see, what is this? I found medication very helpful. Back some more about medication. I found medication very helpful to turn down my body's anxiety alarm so I could actually do the work of meeting with mentors. Oh, so glad I brought that up. So going back to the benefits of medication, as Dr. John talks about it, it allows you to kind of get your mind to a place where it's like, okay, you can step out of the noise and actually hear what's going on long enough to figure out what the real fixes are. You know, how many times have we been in a situation where we're just swimming, we're swirling, and if we could just push pause for a moment. Yeah, it's like, imagine someone's trying to tell you something and you're watching a movie that's up really loud, you got surround sound going, they really want to tell you something. Kind of like my wife at times. We'll be watching a movie and she wants to share with me something from the store, something that our store that's happened, or something about something in one of our family members' lives, or whatever. The best thing I can do is push pause, give her my attention, and listen clearly to what she has to say. That's what medication can do for you. And that's what Dr. John writes about. It gives you the opportunity to push pause, to be able to listen, and create a strategy. And the strategy need not be to continue on medication in perpetuity, but instead find out those tools through meditation, through mindfulness, through the manipulation naturally of your brain's neurochemistry that he talks about. Those are some things he goes into, which again was very timely for me. If you looked at these book reviews, because I've done, I guess now, 3 book reviews on Stephen Kotler's books on flow. And a lot of that ties to mindfulness and meditation. Dawson Church, which was the last book review, number 20, where I talked about that the whole book is about meditation, how to. If you haven't watched that review, please go back and check out Bliss Brain by Dawson Church, which talks very extensively about how to effectively meditate, the science behind it, and how you can actually grow the gray matter in your brain. It's really remarkable what we can do to our brains now that we didn't even know before. So very important. Let's see, what else can I give you from this? I mean, again, the book was less than 70 pages. There's no reason to not go read this, especially if you or a loved one is dealing with anxiety. And I know a lot of people are right now. This is a good handbook to have at the ready. To give to someone, to gift to someone, or to use yourself as a reminder of, okay, what are some tools and some tactics that I can execute in dealing with my anxiousness? We waste so much time planning for greener grass that we don't breathe the air of our current mornings. This is where he gets into the whole mindfulness aspect of things and really appreciating and slowing things down to get our mind right. Let's see what I wrote here. Then he writes about one of my favorite quotes of all time, where he writes about, let's see, I wrote here, Viktor Frankl, between action and reaction is space, which is so very, if you can get a hold of this idea right here, after 30 seconds of gripping the steering wheel tight enough to leave fingerprints in the leather, I smiled, let go, and remembered, I get to decide how to respond. Being angry and frustrated or driving like a maniac would not solve any of my problems, and it could only make them worse. Plus, my son is 10. He made a goof like 10-year-olds do. Before this, it's where he's like, he and his son were supposed to be out the door. He said his new show was set to begin recording at 9:30 a.m., meaning this hour-long road trip was going to cost me all of my prep time and probably make me late to the studio. There was little else I could do but jump in the car and race home. And then he talks about what I just read, how he had the choice to decide how he was going to react to his son in that moment. And I actually did a blog post about this a long time, about the quote that Viktor Frankl made famous in Man's Search for Meaning, which was between action and reaction is space. And if you can manage that space in between action and reaction, your life can be so much richer and you can really take control of situations in a better way. And so that's one of the points that Dr. John brings out here. I cannot more highly recommend this book, Redefining Anxiety. It is fantastic. It's a quick read. Again, I will probably buy a small stock of these to give as gifts. This is a great book to gift, because even if you're not a reader, given the fact that it is a quick read, it's a great thing to put in somebody's hands that's struggling with some of this. And also, if you are listening to this, well, it doesn't matter, you listen to it anytime, go back to the Jason Wright Show and listen to my conversation with Dr. John, which will be coming up soon. Again, I think we're recording on the 16th, so I plan to launch that probably the following week. So I guess really the 22nd. So June 22nd, you should be able to hear my conversation on the Jason Wright Show. You can find that on iTunes. I'm actually going to publish this on the podcast. So if you're listening, you know where, just come back right here to the, to hopefully you've subscribed to the Jason Wright Show. You can listen to my conversation with Dr. John. But if you're coming upon this on the YouTube channel, then please, 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 please consider going to the Jason Wright Show on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and tune in every week where, as part of my mission to improve always in all ways, I am going and seeking out conversations with people who are doing remarkable things that I can learn from, that I can improve from, and hopefully you can find benefit as well. So please consider joining me. Also, jasonwrightnow.com. Please, that's my website. You can learn about my coaching practice. You can subscribe to my newsletter, the Vitruvian Letter. I would be most grateful if you would do that. And you can actually set up office hours with me. If you want to fill out the contact page, let me know how I can help you, kind of what you're interested in. If you just have a question, or if you just want to visit for 30 minutes, if there's something that you think that I might be able to offer you that would be of benefit, find some time. I'd love to visit with you. You're an entrepreneur. You have no clue how to get started. Reach out. I would love to help. You're in a job. You have an entrepreneurial venture you would like to pursue, and you just don't know what the next step is. Reach out. I would love to help. No charge. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Just it keeps me sharp to be able to interact with entrepreneurs and people trying to scale businesses or try to start businesses. Or if you're already in business and you're looking for a new strategy to build a team and grow a team, let me hear from you. I will help you. There is no cost to that consultation. I'm not going to try to sell you my coaching services. I'll give you 30 minutes of my time, because I do believe you pay it forward, it'll all come back. And again, it helps me to sharpen my knife. So please reach out to me, jasonwrightnow.com. Please check out all my content that I'm trying to create. And Let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. With that, go forth and read, 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 read. It's push-ups for your brain. And more importantly, go out and make an effort to improve. Always, in all ways. Thanks.